Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Today. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. Let me ask you a question. Would you pay to be part of a social media network? More importantly, would you pay to be a user on Elon Musk's X.com? So Elon Musk has just announced a plan to charge new users on the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, of course, a fee to post content. Would you pay for that? That's the question. This aims to address the ongoing issue of bot accounts that plague the platform. Musk believes that imposing a small fee on new users is essential for combating the influx of these fake accounts. Now, since acquiring Twitter, though, in 2022, Musk has repeatedly floated the idea of a user fee. He suggests that such a fee could effectively deter the creation of spam accounts driven by artificial intelligence and coordinating with troll farms, which can easily bypass traditional security measures such as CAPTCHA. Now, as part of an experimental policy implemented in October of 2023, X began charging new unverified users in New Zealand and the Philippines an annual fee of $1. Now, this fee enabled these users to engage fully with the platform, allowing them to post and interact with other content, which was otherwise restricted. Now, the issue of bots on X has been a persistent challenge, one that Elon Musk has vowed to conquer even before finalizing his purchase of the platform. His strategy has involved various initiatives aimed at reducing these unwanted accounts, which not only distort user engagement metrics, but also compromise the overall user experience. On April 15th of this year, attention was drawn to a change in X's policy that indicated a potential expansion of the annual user fee to additional countries. This update was first spotted by an automated tracking account on X and was later confirmed by Elon Musk in a series of posts. Musk said, "Unfortunately, a small fee for new user right access is the only way to curb the relentless onslaught of bots. Current AI and troll farms can pass the, quote, are you a bot test with ease." Now, he shows that he's using some rationale for the policy shift, highlighting the ineffectiveness of conventional security measures against sophisticated, automated AI systems. Now, despite the introduction of a user fee, Musk clarified that new users would not be indefinitely bound to this fee. He mentioned that after an initial 3 months, new users would gain full access to the platform without any payment, thus providing a balance between initial security measures and eventual user freedom. Now, let me ask you a question. If the bots are so powerful that they can bypass everything, $1 fee doesn't seem like a lot if you can gain $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 from using the platform with your bot. Of course, on the black market, on the gray market, there are credit cards that are stolen and possibility that they could use those credit cards with their bots to use their influence to make more money than $1 on the platform per year. The introduction of fees for new users coincides with broader efforts by X to cleanse the platform of spam and bots accounts, though. Earlier in the month, X initiated a major purge aimed at reducing these accounts, though the impact on the platform's bot population remains to be seen. There's no data out there yet from Elon Musk or from X. Now, Musk's approach to managing X also involves leveraging the platform's data for his other ventures. For instance, his AI company, XAI, utilizes public posts from X to train its machine learning algorithms. This integration shows that Elon is using his broader vision and all of his companies combined to make XAI better, but if there are bot accounts on X, he's not getting clean data for his AI models. And that's going to be a huge problem in the future. Now, X's strategy to monetize and also, let's say, enhance user engagement includes making its advanced chatbot Grok available to premium users. And like I said, if that's trained on bot information, there's no real upside to it. Because if there's millions of bot accounts compared to human accounts, it's going to be a tough go for Grok at this point. Now, Grok used to be offered at a higher subscription tier and is now more accessible, potentially increasing its use and relevance within the user base. Now, the financial aspect of these changes is significant. X has been facing financial challenges with a reported 71% drop in its value since Musk's takeover. The introduction of a posting fee could provide a new revenue stream at a time when the platform has experienced significant advertising revenue losses. Now, the decline in advertising dollars was particularly stark following a backlash from advertisers over content moderation issues. Companies like Comcast, Apple, and the Walt Disney Company withdrew their ads after reports surfaced of ads appearing next to inappropriate content, including pro-Nazi and hate speech. Now, Musk's direct responses to advertisers' concerns have been controversial. In an interview, he bluntly criticized those withdrawing their advertising from X, which reflects his unconventional approach to business and public relations. In response to the ongoing challenges with brand safety, though, third-party firms like DoubleVerify have been involved in assessing the suitability of content on X for advertisers. There have been discrepancies in these assessments, indicating ongoing issues with maintaining a brand-safe environment. The bot problem at X is not just a nuisance, but it's a huge operational challenge, impacting everything from user experience to advertising trust and revenue. And Musk's decision to impose a posting fee on new users is a strategic move to mitigate these issues. Albeit, we don't know how effective this is going to be, and neither does Elon at this point. Could drive some users away. I know to post on X, there's no reason for me to pay a dollar for that. I'll just move to a different platform. Most people think the same way. And these platforms have been historically free.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
And we can post whatever we want, whenever we want to. Facebook, even Threads now, all of these platforms, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify for podcasters, where we post this podcast, everything's free to post. Why would I pay even a dollar to be able to post on this platform? Now, this policy change has sparked a variety of reactions like mine right there. And I would love to hear what you say about it. Because if you're a user of X, you should be concerned about this. Some view the fee as a necessary evil, though, and I totally understand that. If there are hundreds of millions of bots running around doing malicious things, putting a barrier to entry in front of them is one of the best ways to mitigate this. Now, the quality of interactions on X while others are concerned about the potential barrier it creates for new users, I can understand that too. Maybe you don't have a dollar to interact with these platforms. Maybe you're in a financial situation. Maybe you're in a different country than the United States, and you don't make a lot of money. You don't make a dollar that you can put towards social media. So I can understand that too. And you'd probably move platforms like I was talking about before. Move over to Threads, or just move to Instagram or some other platform, Facebook, etc., so you can post your content. And that's understandable. And as X continues to evolve under Musk's leadership, the effectiveness of this new fee system in combating bots will be important all over. Stakeholders from users to advertisers will be watching closely to see what happens with this imposed $1 fee for X. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.